Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. There is a real need for all of us to learn how to use our lymphatic system to improve detoxification in our body. I've been working with the lymphatic system to help most health problems for 25 years. In my office, I specialize in working with the lymph-brain connection to help how my clients feel mentally and physically. Over the years, I have seen amazing changes in children on the spectrum by improving their lymphatic system. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help anxiety and autism by improving the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is a tiny network of vessels and nodes that helps to clean your skin, muscles, bones, organs, blood vessels, nerves, spinal cord, and brain. When it isn't working efficiently, you can fill with cellular waste, and you will see in a few minutes how anxiety has been linked to the buildup of cellular waste. This information can help those on the spectrum, whether it's for a child, teen, or adult. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department in 1991, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss in Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. And recently, I added a bonus lesson to my course, How to Improve the Lymphatic System in Children, in 4 easy steps. Understanding this myth science, I develop body work called Lymphpractic that I use in Scottsdale, Arizona. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification, and you feel better because I've reduced inflammation in your body. I reduce the buildup of cellular waste. A lymphatic session will make you feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. I understand science of the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system that everyone needs to know to have a healthy and happier life. Anxiety is a large problem in the general population. It is also a common problem in autism. Some signs of anxiety and autism are obsessive-compulsive disorder, social anxiety, especially for those who are high-functioning, and separation anxiety. Anxiety can manifest as excess stimming or hyperactivity. It can also create, depression. Anxiety is an emotion characterized by unpleasant state of inner turmoil, often accompanied by nervous behavior such as pacing back and forth, stimming, or acting out. If you've been following me, you know that since 2006, I've been writing how most health problems, including autism, are due to the buildup of cellular waste. This waste interferes with how the body or brain functions, similar to log jams in a river limiting the flow in the river. In the past few years, many health problems have been linked to cellular waste: type 2 diabetes, osteoarthritis, atherosclerosis, heart failure, lung tumors, breast cancer, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, Huntington's, ALS, and schizophrenia. Even anxiety was recently linked to cellular waste. This is easy to understand once you know the lymph system must detox cellular waste from the body and brain. If it's not working efficiently, you fill with cellular waste where you have limited lymph flow. And again, research is proving that many diseases are due to cellular waste. Researchers recently found that obese mice had anxiety. When they reduced senescent cells in these mice, their anxiety went away. And senescent cells are just, another cellular waste cells that aren't viable anymore, and they're just floating around getting trapped in your body. So this is big news. Again, when they reduced senescent cells in the mice, the anxiety went away. This is big news for anyone with anxiety. And if you have a child with anxiety, you can have control over this. This is a way for you to have more control over how you or a child feels. Researchers used a chemo agent and quercetin to reduce cellular waste. You can use basic supplements and manually activating the lymphatic system to help detox cellular waste. We manually take control of it. Research on Alzheimer's, and again, I'm talking about Alzheimer's here. It's different than autism, but to me, it's very similar. We lose our ability to think. We have problems with depression and things. Research on Alzheimer's found a missed root cause may be an acidic brain cell called an astrocyte. research has found that when the astrocyte became overly acidic, it couldn't clean itself. It became toxic. And to me, that's happening in people as they age, but it's also happening in children early on. It just depends on when it's happening. But it's really about all of our health problems are about a cellular problem. If you have sciatic pain, those cells in that area are having a problem. If you're having kidney problems, those cells are having a problem. And again, if you have autism or anxiety, then the cells in your brain are unable to clean themselves and they become toxic. So there's an important new lymph-brain connection that must be understood if you want to help anxiety or autism. In 2015, researchers found lymphatic vessels in the brain. This is a direct lymph-brain connection that can be used to reduce, you know, waste in the brain. In 2017, researchers found that the major outflow of cerebral spinal fluid is through lymph vessels. I hope you're seeing that the lymph system plays a very large role in cleaning the brain. I believe most people and those on the spectrum who have anxiety are stuck in an unhealthy, acidic pH, which is limiting the cell's ability to clean itself. When this happens, you or your child become toxic. We should all understand how that toxicity is happening. It's about pH. You know, we're used to, you know, talking about acid, about our digestion, but acid is really more than a digestive problem. It's stopping our lymphatic system from flowing in our body and brain, and we're filling with cellular waste. So it's very important that we understand pH, and pH is the potential of hydrogen. So if you test a solution like your urine or saliva, we're basically seeing if it's acid or alkaline. If it's alkaline, it has more oxygen and a little bit of hydrogen. If it's more acidic, it has mostly hydrogen and no oxygen, and that's damaging to our cells. So when we're acidic, our cells aren't getting oxygen. So when the body's pH is acidic, the cells in the body and brain do not detox well, right? They constrict. So it's important to check the saliva and urine pH with pH test strips. The pH scale goes from 0 to 14. Below 7 is acidic. We want to be in balance around 7, 6.5 to 7.5, and anything over 7 is alkaline. But we don't want to be to the extremes. So test your pH with pH test strips after fasting for 2 hours to 90 minutes. You can have water up to an hour before because we don't want to be dehydrated. And I like strips by Voxa International. They're very easy to read. You can get them online. So balancing pH helps improve lymph flow, right? The cells just give up more waste, and it improves natural detoxification. So that's how we get rid of anxiety, right? And it's not an easy thing to do, but we have to take steps. Before I tell you what you can do to help maintain the lymphatic system to help anxiety and autism and most health problems, let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lymphpractic. I help most health problems. Over a few sessions of Lymphpractic, I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification of cellular waste, and you know what? You feel better. Children are, you know, less agitated. They're more calm. And again, as I said, I've seen amazing things in children, you know, after a lymphatic session or a few of them. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for a lymphatic system health coaching. It really makes a difference when you understand this science. We can use phone or Skype. And check out my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. It's 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to help to gently detox and maintain the lymphatic system. Remember, I added a bonus course on how to activate it. It's just 4 places that you hold in a child, and it really is amazing. It just takes a few minutes. To help autism and associated anxiety, you have to improve the lymphatic system. There's no doubting this. With autism, you don't want to do a big detox because, you know, I mean, it's not even just autism. Really, most of us, we don't want to start off with a big detox because we're toxic. And when we start to release that cellular waste, it's going to make us feel worse. And this is going to overwhelm an already overwhelmed lymphatic system that we see in autism. And it's going to be too much for the child, teen, or adult. And they're going to have a worsening of their symptoms. And that'll last for a day or two sometimes, or for a few hours. But it goes away. And once you start keeping up with managing the lymphatic system, you don't see that anymore. Typically, after 3 sessions with people, whether I see them once a week or sometimes 3 times in a row when they're coming in from out of town, they say about a third time I drain their lymphatic system, they're feeling better. They don't get that detox reaction. So it's really about keeping up with the cellular waste, and that's what I teach people how to do. So I believe it's much better to start with small steps to reduce cellular waste and inflammation in those with autism. Start thinking about gentle, everyday lymphatic system detoxification. It's much safer to start with cleaning up the diet of processed food that might be adding to the acidity and toxicity. Look at what foods you eat. Your child eating a lot of acid, alkaline foods. So we want to eat more alkaline, which is more fruits and vegetables. And you can get an acid alkaline food chart at my homepage, healthylymphsystem.com. It's on the bottom in a PDF. So we need to eat more alkaline, more fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds. And I know some on the spectrum are finicky eaters. This is when you would use basic supplements. But you also have to try and slowly change, introduce a little bit at a time, something that they may like that may be green, a vegetable, and build on that. We just can't get stuck in giving them just chicken fingers or, you know, waffles and things like that. We really have to stretch, and it over time you will see a big difference. So when they're not going to eat well, you need to use supplements. And magnesium is a simple supplement that if they don't take any type of capsule, you can use Natural Calm. It's an amazing product that, again, you can give your child to calm them down, to relax them, but most importantly, to balance their pH in their cells. Many people take magnesium to help them relax and to sleep better. But I have to warn you, anytime you begin to change a diet and add supplements like magnesium, you would first release a lot of cellular waste, which will make your child feel more of their symptoms, right? And this stops after we're consistent, just like we talked about. So another important supplement is systemic enzymes. Systemic enzymes are really important. I wrote a book many years ago, published in 2006, on how we're filling with cellular waste. So I learned the importance of systemic enzymes. They go into your body and break down cellular waste, sort of like Drano for the body. But it's gentle, but it does have an effect. When that waste gets released, you're going to see it in your child at first. But you'll see it'll dissipate, and they will do much better. So it's important that you include your child in some form of daily light exercise, right? If we're not moving the blood, we're not helping to remove out cellular waste. Epsom salt baths or foot soaks. If you're, you know, some people tell me, oh, my son doesn't like a bath, or they have a bad reaction afterwards. Of course they might have a bad reaction after the first one because it's releasing waste, right? They'll feel more relaxed at first, but in the next few hours that waste is going to start to congest them and they're going to have more of their symptoms. But again, you have to understand that only happens for a few times. Once you start keeping up with the bath, start keeping up with the magnesium, the supplements, the exercise, a little better eating, you'll start seeing that you're going to have more control over inflammation and how your child, how their anxiety is, or really how their autism is. You'll see less symptoms. So deep breathing. Most people don't realize that every time we take a deep breath, we're pulling out of our head, our body, our organs. But, you know, most people don't deep breathe. So we want to teach our children, you know, when my kids were younger, we'd be traveling, and I would say, okay, everybody, let's take a deep breath. And they would take two or three deep breaths, you know, like Pavlov's dogs. And that's what we need to do, have our children understand that it's important to deep breathe occasionally, especially before they go to bed. And then we're showing them, you know, and explain why they should do this, that it makes them feel better. It helps improve their circulation. And most important is making sure your child is well hydrated. If they are dehydrated, the lymph can become like thick glue and not flow very well. If the lymph system can't flow and can't clean cellular waste, and that may be why many people have bad ability to detox. So receiving lymphatic sessions in Scottsdale or learning how to, you know, activate the lymphatic system on your own in my course is really powerful. This is a system we can't ignore. This is a new era of the lymphatic system. And again, so many women in my course took my course and benefited that they asked me, how can I improve the lymph in my children? You can definitely use the routine that I show you in my course, but I put in a special lesson, a bonus lesson that is actually going to show you how in four simple steps how to open up your lymphatic system in a child, and it really makes a big difference in how cellular waste is building in their body or moving out. So in my office, I put clients through 3 or 4 weeks of lymphatic drainage sessions. It's really life-changing. My goal is to create a tsunami, a big wave through the body to create, you know, a wave that's going to remove this cellular waste. If I can help you understand how to help how you or a child feels and thinks, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. I really am on a mission to educate everybody I meet about this. My hope is that you'll turn around and educate somebody else a little bit. Next show will be on how to help those with autism lose weight by balancing pH. Again, if we're overweight, we have more cellular waste and may have more anxiety. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your and your child's life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.